I know my aunt is happier in heaven, but I still miss her. She was happier too, and I want her back.
It's always hard to lose someone you love, but remember, God will comfort you. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. It's never easy to lose a loved one. You may feel sad for days or even weeks, and even if they're a Christian and you know they're in heaven, you can still miss them, and that's okay. If you're a Christian too, you'll see them again one day, and until then, God will comfort you like Matthew 5:4 says. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And now our story, it's entitled, Still Sad. Willie found a chair at the back of the room and sank down onto it. He crossed his arms over his chest and sighed. He watched as people greeted one another, hugging and talking. His grandparents were up front, and everyone seemed to want to talk to them the most. Uncle Rob sat down beside him. "How are you doing, Willie?" Willie turned and looked at his uncle. His eyes were shiny. "I want to go home." He covered his mouth with a hand. "Is it bad to say that? I don't want to seem mean or immature. I just don't want to be here. I don't want another person to tell me Aunt Tricia is happier in heaven than she would be here." Uncle Rob nodded slowly. "I think most 9-year-old boys would rather be at home than a gathering like this," he said. "And I understand what you're saying. We know that your aunt is happy with Jesus, but we also miss having her here with us. We wish she could have stuck around a little longer." Willie's eyes widened. His uncle knew what he was talking about and didn't think he was wrong for saying it. "I know heaven is a good place, but Aunt Tricia was happy here too." Uncle Rob rubbed the top of Willie's head. "Even though we know your aunt is happy with Jesus in heaven, it's okay to be sad. Death is a sad thing, and Jesus understands our need to mourn those we love. He cried when his friend Lazarus died, even though he knew that he was about to raise him from the dead. One day he will also raise Aunt Tricia and all Christians who have died from the dead, and we'll all live with him forever and never be sad again. Until then, he promises to comfort us as we mourn and be with us when things are still sad." Uncle Rob got to his feet. "Let's go see if your parents are okay with us going outside for a bit. I think God wants to give us some comfort out in the fresh air." Well, how about you? Have you lost someone who is now in heaven with Jesus? Are you still sad that they're gone even though you know they're happy with him? When a Christian dies, they have the hope of heaven waiting for them, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't mourn them or be sad. Jesus understands your pain, and he will be with you through it. Let him mourn with you and comfort you in your sadness. Our key verse is Matthew 5:4.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
And our key thought for today, God comforts us in our grief.
Hi, Zach. I'm Selena. I'm 7 years old. And my question is, can animals go to heaven? Thank you, Zach.
Hi, Serena. Thanks for sending me your question. You know, a lot of kids have asked me that same thing, and I used to wonder that when I was a kid, too. The Bible doesn't say whether our pets will be in heaven or not. God never said specifically that animals have souls like humans do. Only humans are made in God's image, and that makes us special. But I do know there will be animals in heaven because the Bible says so. Isaiah chapter 11 and chapter 65 both say that animals will be part of eternity, but it doesn't say if they'll be our pets or not. Either way, I know that heaven will be amazing with or without our pets because we'll be with God forever. I hope that answers your question. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.